To God be the glory for the great things the Lord has done. Good day. This is a great and glorious day that the Lord has made, and certainly we are rejoicing and glad in it. On behalf of the Florida State Conference NAACP and our illustrious president, Madam Adora O. N.B. Nweze, we want to say that we are delighted and excited that you've chosen to join us. This is the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. We began on yesterday. Today is our second day, and we're so delighted that you have joined us. And I'm sure you have tuned in with the question, is there any word from the Lord? I can assure you, during these challenging times, there is a word from the Lord. And I am so honored to be able to present our speaker for today. He's a friend, a brother beloved, a colleague in ministry. In fact, he is my cousin, in the person of the Reverend Lawrence Gant. He is the efficient and sufficient pastor of the Henshaw Chapel AME Church in the beautiful city of Cottondale, Florida. We're grateful to God that he will share with us today. Open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your spirits, and receive the word of the Lord. Reverend Gant, my cousin, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Woods. I thank you for those kind words. You are so inspirational to me. And good morning, or maybe good afternoon to some in the Eastern time zone. My name is, as you said, Lawrence Gant. I'm the pastor of Henshaw Chapel. Won't go into that because I only have about 11 minutes, and I'm kind of long with it. So protocol being established, today I've been asked to speak to you on this subject. God has not forgotten about you. Please pay attention. God's got a word for you. In the first chapter of Matthew, verse 23, one verse of scripture, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," it being translated, "God with us." God with us. Let us pray. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Have you ever felt that you were all alone, even when there were plenty of people around? Have you ever felt like you have many questions but few answers? Has life ever seemed like a series of setbacks and setups? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then be of good cheer. Take courage, because you're in the right place. What does it mean to have God with us? One thing is by becoming human, Jesus became the perfect example in the flesh. Jesus is our model of what we are to become. He shows us how to live, and he gives us the power to live that way. For Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And we can believe that, because we want you to stand on that. We're here to let you know that he will never leave you. What this passage means is that we who are God's believers are to work and labor more diligently than anyone else in the world. But while we labor, we know that God never leaves us or forsakes us. The God is our helper, and we are secure no matter what adversities may befall us. No matter what happens, God is with us. Numbers 23:19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? What this passage tells us is this. God is not like man who sometimes like us who lies and change our mind. God's promises are the guarantee of his blessings. God, let me say it again. God's promises are the guarantee of his blessings. God's promise and blessings are irrevocable. Irrevocable. They cannot be changed. God's faithfulness guarantees the promises to his people. His faithfulness. Not all the time we are faithful. Not all the time we are faithful, brothers and sisters, but God is always faithful. You can depend on God. God speaks and acts. He promises and fulfills. What God said in his word, it will come to pass. God had decreed it to come to pass. I heard a preacher say one time that even in God's word, the dots, the periods, the explanation points have a special meaning. So whatever God speaks, whatever God puts in his word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When you pick up God's word, when you look at God's word, matter of fact, I want to admonish you to when you're feeling like the devil's beat you down and beating you up, then you get that word. Because when you open up the word, you're opening up God's heart. You're seeing God's heart. As I say, God speaks and acts. He promises and fulfills. When God says something, he carries it through. He acts and does exactly what he says. God has promised to bless his people. Therefore, when trials and problems arise, God strengthens his people, conquer the trials. But here is the catch. You must stop telling God about your problems and start telling your problems that your God is Emmanuel. Your God will see you through. Your God is never too late. Your God is always on time. Always trust him. Never think that God has left you. Never think that he's forgotten about you. Sometimes he sometimes send trials and tribulations to strengthen us. If God is not chastening, he's strengthening. If God is not punishing, he's providing. Everything God does in our lives is for our betterment, even when he's punishing, even when he's chastening, encouraging us. He's encouraging us. He's doing what he know to do for you. So just take him at his word. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Bless your word, Lord. We thank you for your word not returning unto you void. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
What I long for, holiness, what I need. holiness, holiness is what you want for me, for me.
We want to say thank you for joining the broadcast today. Pastor Gant, would you share your contact information for those who would like to contact you?
Oh, sure, Doc. My email address is lawrencegant5367@att.net. That's Lawrence, LawrenceGantt, 5367. At att.net. My phone number, if you ever want to talk, is area code 850-832-8452. That's 850-832-8452. We're on Facebook. Just type in Lawrence Gant, and you will see updates of things that I'm doing and messages on that site. So
okay. Thank you so very much. Again, thank you for the Lord, allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way to bless us today. We want to say to you, this is Reverend Dr. Rufus L. Wood. I'm president of the Bay County Branch NAACP, and I serve as religious affairs chairperson. And we're so grateful that you joined us for this 12th day of Christmas. Words of encouragement, please join us again tomorrow. We'll be back. And if you're not a member of NAACP branch, we want you to please join the one that is closest to you. You can go to NAACP.org, and it will give you a listing of the branch which is closest to you. The struggle continues, so please support your local branch. Please join us again tomorrow. Our speaker tomorrow will be Elder Willie Stevens of Altamont Springs, of the Miracle Temple Church of God in Christ. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.